Jeremy Bradley here, back live in Orlando, Florida, on the Dreams Take Flight trip. Air Canada has done a magnificent job of making all these kids' dreams come true, just leaving Mickey's PhilharMagic, a 3D movie, and I'm joined by, well, a parent and a child here on the trip. Why don't you introduce yourself to everybody?
I am Charlene Hebert, and I am here with my son Everett, and we are having an awesome time.
Now, I know some of the kids in our group have been saying that, you know, they've been waiting for this day for 4 months. You know, they didn't sleep last night. I know a lot of the adults didn't either. The excitement, the anticipation, what did this do to your household waiting for this day?
A lot of nerves and a lot of anticipation of what was to come and what we were going to experience and take home with us.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, lots of experiences here. We were in the It's a Small World attraction. As I said, we just watched the 3D movie. I think we're going to Space Mountain now. You're a little bit nervous about going on that. But I think, you know what? We'll go on it together. I'm terrified myself. But I think if we're ride buddies, then we can get through this, right?
Oh, yeah. We will hold each other up.
Yeah. Now, we haven't had a chance to do Splash Mountain yet. But I know a lot of the kids are hoping for that. So fingers crossed that we'll get a chance to do it. It was closed for some repairs earlier. But we hope everything's ironed out now. And I know that one of our groups of kids was actually stuck on the ride for a little while. And again, hopefully they got, and we saw them actually go down after, so good to know. We've got a whole bunch of pictures and audio and video and everything from the trip. You can go to dreams.jbonair.com. You can take a look at all the Dreams Take Flight stuff. Again, Air Canada, you know, wonderful day. We had a very fun plane ride because, you know, 3 hours of sitting still can be pretty monotonous sometimes, but it was an exciting trip to get here, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, even considering it was 5 a.m. in the morning.
That's right. We're up at like 2:30, 3 o'clock, at the airport for 3 o'clock. But you know what? It certainly doesn't feel like we have been awake and on the go for 12 hours.
Not at all.
No. All right, so again, that's dreams.jbonair.com. You can take a look. We've got to get back to the music. Talk to you soon.
Today's best music with Jeremy Brown.